This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Born December 11th in Baltimore, Maryland. A graduate of the Broadcasting School of Maryland, she worked as a phone operator before launching a career in stand-up comedy. She was the host of Showtime at the Apollo. She's appeared in such films as Soul Plane, Welcome Home Roscoe Jenkins, and Almost Christmas, as well as her Oscar-winning performance in the film Precious. And this weekend, you can see her live on stage at the Improv. Please welcome the one and only Monique.
Look at you.
Good morning, my sweetnesses. Good morning.
Look at you. You were more beautiful than the last time I saw you.
Thank you, my baby.
What have you been doing?
You know what I've been doing? I've been being loved. And people be like, what do you mean? I've been being loved, and I'm loving back.
You are? I mean, those eyes, too. You got
it make you feel good. I feel good all over.
I know. And you brought your sister?
Come on now. Listen, my sister didn't call me. This is Corey B.
Good morning.
Come on.
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You so been busy. We're just talking about that. It's so funny that you're such a great actress. So I'm going to leave this because it's funny to me. In Precious, you were so goddamn mean.
No, I was not. Then don't get me confused. Damn it! Now that was not Monique. That was Mary Jones.
I know.
Two different people.
But I want people to see your comedy first because I'm like, if I'd have gone with that, I'd be like,
you're
so good at it.
It was so exciting to do the challenge of it.
Yeah. Sure.
Because people only knew me as Nikki Parker and the Queens of Comedy. They didn't know that part, and oftentimes they put us in a box. And they say, this is all you can do. But when Precious came, baby, oh.
No, you brought it.
Oh, baby, what?
But that's the thing, right? Because it is such a great role that you're like,
ooh. Well, it was such an honest role.
Yeah.
It was such a true story. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things that when I got to page 10, I said, oh, my goodness, if we do this right, we save one life.
Yeah.
If we do it right, we can save at least one life, and that was all worth it.
You know, and it's a funny thing about Hollywood. Like, I tend to be more like Ricky Gervais in the sense that I go, saying stuff is one thing. Doing stuff is another. Like Norman Lear. I think Norman Lear got it. I think he tried to change a culture subconsciously by putting things out there that were better, that were a different vibe, because you can hit someone hard, you can't make them smarter.
Come on.
But you can show
them,
make them laugh, right? You can show
laughter is the best medicine in the world, baby. You know, laughter rates up there with good sex.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Laughter rates up there, baby, with good, and I'm not talking about the kind of sex you just get up right away. Uh-huh. I'm talking about the kind you got to go, whoo.
And lay there for a minute.
Come on now, you got to lay in it.
You got to get your bearings back.
You got to lay in it. Don't pass go straight to jail.
Yeah.
That's one of them cats.
Oh, I like it.
The kind of sex you can't, you're like, oh boy, that got said out loud, didn't it? That sure did.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to look at each other. You're like, oh.
Yes, when you look in the mirror, the one looking back, you're like, you did that?
Yeah. When y'all look at each other, you don't say nothing. You just giggle a little bit like,
and get
okay.
On up.
Yeah.
You're still welcome.
I'm going to need some mouthwash. I know I went some places.
But that's what makes you go to work better in the morning.
Yes.
If you have you some nice good to good.
Yep.
It makes you show up happier.
Isn't that the best?
It makes you show up. It makes you sleep better. It makes you think better. It makes you kinder. It makes you happier. So some of y'all right now that your evil asses is driving, turn your cars back around and go get your little pum pum patum pum pum.
Bow.
It's true.
I've said to him, it's free. It's like compliments. Give them out.
Yes.
It's free. Yeah. Share it.
Well, don't share it with everybody.
Well, not everybody. Find a good
one. You do, but if you are one of our sisters,
that is
into sharing, you've got to sell cookies because in Kansas City, it is not legal.
Right.
To give it away and get paid for it, right?
That's
and it's
right.
not legal.
That's
so
right.
What I will say to my working sisters in Kansas City,
uh-huh.
You sell cookies.
Yes.
Okay, $500 for a half a dozen.
That's right.
And you give the good away. So when the police show up, you tell them, I ain't doing nothing illegal.
I'm just selling cookies.
That's right.
And I'm using the good ingredients.
Yeah, the fresh ingredients.
Come on. Real butter.
Girls, I'm like, I'm like trying to tell her. I'm like, listen, you want me to follow you around like a puppy? You want me to just follow you around, do whatever you? I go, throw it on me, burn me to the cinder, like leave me laying there. And I promise you, the next thing I'm gonna do is walk up. What can I do for you? What can I get you? Is there anything I can do for you? Because I love. I want to feel like this the rest of my life.
Babyface wrote a song.
Yes, he did.
I pay your rent.
I wash your clothes.
I cook your food.
Soon as I get home.
Now, because you know he got it before he left from work.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It goes together.
I just want to get
it
back to
together.
It.
Goes together. Come on now.
What's that old saying? This way to a man's heart is through his stomach?
No.
And that's
it's through hers.
That's the biggest bunch of foolishness I've ever heard.
I'm telling
you. Ask a man would he like some macaroni and cheese or a good little session.
Oh, yeah. A little mouth hugging.
I like it.
Okay.
Mouth hugging.
Yeah, that's right. Good mouth
that
hug.
That sounds so friendly.
It is.
You know.
Everybody likes hugs.
I like that. And I've never heard it put that way. A mouth hug.
Yeah.
Sisters, please listen. Mouth hugs makes your breath fresher. Mouth hugs take care of your cavities. Because if what? Mouth hug.
Uh-huh.
What they deliver can make a whole human being.
That's true.
It can make.
True.
So what you think it can do to your live self? Come on.
They got live cultures in
matter
it.
Of fact, everybody wind your windows down is driving and shout out mouth hugs for everybody.
No need for yogurt. Mouth hugs will give you all the live cultures you need.
Mouth hugs. Mouth hugs.
Are you guys
come
in
get
love?
Your mouth hugs today.
Huh.
Mouth hugs. It'll make your anger go away.
Uh-huh.
Mouth hugs.
Mouth hugs.
Oh, some mouth hugs.
Mouth hugs.
Mouth, 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 mouth.
Hugs.
Boom. You see?
That one's free.
It writes itself, doesn't it? It does.
Yes.
Are you in love right now?
I am.
I can see it.
I
you can see it, can't
am.
You? Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, and it's going on 15 years.
Fantastic.
To my best friend from the 10th grade.
That's
since
right.
we were 14
That's right.
years
That's
old.
Right. That's right. We talked
yes,
about this.
Yes, baby.
Yeah.
So. You know, love is amazing.
It is. It can be.
It is if you allow it to be.
Because
so many of us don't know what it looks like. So when it happens, we run away from it. I used to be guilty
Me
of
too.
It.
Me too.
I used
too.
To be guilty of it. But then, baby, that man. Oh, my God. And then I start learning how to do mouth hugs. Let me tell you something.
You know what?
Let me tell you something right now, Kansas City. I had to learn it.
And then that's when everything escalated. A good mouth hug.
My good one. You're like...
Is that what you do?
Leave me cross-eyed. I'm like, whatever you
I
want.
I know people
Here's
will
my
be
pin
saying,
number. I'm
okay, getting hot. Let me take my jacket
it is
off.
Warm in here.
Because people will be saying, why are we talking about this morning? Let me
because
tell you why.
Because why not?
Why wouldn't
it's necessary.
Yes.
Because you have people going around doing tours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to tell you about how you're learning. That's a Brother Tyler Perry. Then you got, what's Oprah Winfrey tour name?
I don't know.
Women empowerment right now?
Okay. Nobody's having real tour conversations.
Right.
How you keep your relationship going.
Right.
If you're teaching women empowerment, well, what about the man?
Yeah.
What about your family? If you're teaching higher learning, what are you teaching about relationships?
Sure.
And I'm not knocking what nobody teaching because people do what they do.
Sure.
But I'm just saying in this tour right here.
What we going to teach them?
In this tour on Super Soul Saturday, we teach you that on Sunday morning, you start off. What you start off with?
A mouth hug.
And then you go on in the kitchen and you get you some blueberry pancakes, right? So when the family come down, everybody's happy. Man is happy, children happy. After you have the blueberry pancakes, your belly full, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go back upstairs and then what you do?
Mouth hugs.
Come on. And then you get ready to prepare Sunday lunch.
Uh-huh.
Now, Sunday lunch is going to be a grilled cheese
with the
raisins in the bread.
Never
you see what
that.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
With that real good vegan cheese.
Yeah.
And you get that tomato soup. You make the tomato soup from scratch. When you're on all these damn higher learning and women empowerment, you ain't making no damn tomato soup.
No.
You're trying to be empowered, but you got to be in the kitchen. You see, you got to get them tomatoes in there. You got to let them saute with the garlic and onion. Then you put it in the bullet and you blend it up. Now the family coming downstairs for a good old lunch smell good. After you get finished lunch, you go back upstairs. And what happened?
Mouth hugs.
Come on. Then do you see all the goodness in this household?
Yeah.
Do you see all the happiness in this household,
I'm
baby?
I'm hungry. I'm horny. So
come on,
I'm
all of that. The kids is happy. All the ages, hungry, horny, and happy.
Yes.
Everybody's good.
Hugs.
I'm going to get t-shirts made.
Hungry,
mouth
horny,
hugs.
Happy. Yes.
Mouth hugs.
Dude, that's the best. It's
Come
the
on.
Best.
Come
it's,
on, baby.
That's the new class that's going on this tour.
And this weekend, I think we're going to go more in depth about the mouth hugs.
You can.
Yeah.
I think this weekend we're going to really explain, you know, from sometimes you got to do a tutorial. And we're looking for, what are they called? We're looking for volunteers.
Volunteers.
To come out this weekend.
For a study.
Right. Come on.
Because we can't approve. We can't just be out here talking about it. We have to be able to prove that what we're saying is the truth. Because the name of the tour is called what?
Let the truth be told.
And we can't tell the truth if we can't prove it. Because they'll try to challenge us. You're a liar. No, I'm not. Watch this.
Okay. And everybody looked right at you. Like,
his eyes got so big. They stood up in the other room like, okay.
What's going on?
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Because last time we was here, we talked about culturally.
Yes.
Right? And we had a beautiful conversation.
We did. Very nice.
And that's what made me just love your heart, because it was so honest and beautiful. Culturally, black women aren't known for giving mouth hugs.
See, now that is surprising. We talked about this. The first girl that ever gave me a mouth hug was a black girl. And she was amazing. In fact, that was my standard after that. That was my standard. Not just that, I'm sure a unicorn, but I was like, the next one, I was like, Becky, you're not even good at this.
You know what?
I can tell you what her name was that gave you that first mouth hug, because she's known around the world for mouth hugging, right? And she is what got the other black women into mouth hugging.
Uh-huh.
Her name was Tasha, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I know that.
Yes, it was. Yes,
right? Tasha's good at it.
But my feet were making fists. I mean, she tore me up. I remember that well.
You see, we could all come together.
Mm-hmm.
We could all come together, and we could come together with things that people would have no idea why we're coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And if we did a seminar, in reference to mouth hugs, I guarantee you we would have every ethnicity in the building. We'd have black, white, Indian, Muslim. We have Japanese. Mm-hmm. We have everybody. We would have everybody, because mouth hugs is what needs to keep the relationships together.
I mean, even a wider scope, I think we can all agree in this divisive world, everyone can agree that it feels good to get your genitals licked.
What? Now listen.
Or smooched.
I was getting ready to call it a lollipop lick, but I was like, I didn't know if we can go there. But since you opened up the door.
I'm going to walk right on in.
Good morning.
Right. Good morning.
Lick the genitals. I like it. And see, here in this country, we're still very closed off. It's still taboo to talk about it. And it's taboo to speak about it. I appreciate to have the conversations. I go to nursing homes sometimes, right? And when I get there, the people say, oh, it's so special that you would come. And they have no idea I'm coming to get my soul fed.
Right.
I'm coming. That's right. When I sit down with those sisters, that some are in their 90s, some are in their 100s, and what they feed my soul. Mm. And one woman told me, baby, at a nursing home, let me tell you what she told me. And she was 96. She and had not one wrinkle on her face. I said, Mama, you don't have not one wrinkle. She said, baby, I've been mouth hugging for a long time.
Keeps the face taut.
I said, are you still mouth hugging in here? She said, yeah, they asked Mr. Jimmy come over here. Mr. Jimmy was 100.
Yeah.
They mouth hugging.
Yeah.
I hope for that. I still want to be hitting it 80s, 90s, to the end.
Sure,
I'm not kidding.
I'll never forget, we went to the nursing home that time, and that lady told me, and I still hang my panties on the bedpost.
Come on.
I said, they are going to come and get you.
Who gives those lessons?
Yes.
That's why at 52, I work out the way I work out, because I do want to have all my parts working.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When I am in my 80s and I am in my 90s, I want my grandchildren and great-grandchildren to say, don't knock on Big Mama and Daddy door. Because y'all know what's going on.
Mouth hugs.
Yes.
What did somebody tell me? Said, if you want to have a long, successful relationship,
come on.
If you want to have a long, happy relationship, have a very short memory in the bedroom.
Come on.
Once the door shuts, forget about the argument that day. Let's push through this. Let's all have fun. And then afterwards, let's see if we can find a better way to talk about it.
Don't go to bed mad.
Yeah.
Because if you do, there's no guarantee you're waking back up.
Hey, my girlfriend, she learned something so early on. She'd be mad, batter back and forth. And she doesn't argue much at all. She's so nice. But then she just, all of a sudden, she's missing her clothes. And she's getting on the bed. And I'm like, what? What? And
you know what?
Like the Pied Piper. I'm just going on over there. I got nothing left. I'm done. I'm not
it's
mad.
Over.
I'm like,
it's the easiest way to fix so many. I think we could fix a lot of world problems.
Yes.
If people would just take the clothes off and talk about it.
Our best, if we took our best mouth huggers over there to Russia. Took our best mouth huggers over there and they sent their best mouth huggers over here.
Mm-hmm. Tasha and her friend.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tasha and her friend.
And her friend because birds of a feather.
Flock.
Yes, they do. Mouth hug together. Come on. They do.
Come together.
And we just show up at one of them diplomatic meetings.
World peace immediately.
We drop Tasha and her friends off at the United Nations. At
pressure
the meeting.
Them down.
And because they're going to be in the infantry. They got their own special. We don't need the SEAL 6.
Come on.
We need the Tasha 12.
Okay. She's thinking it's Hugageddon.
And they got big mouths on the back of their little jacket. Mm-hmm.
And we some of y'all that's driving right now, you feel bad.
It just says, this mouth don't spit. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Now, at that point, you see.
Have I gone too far?
You've not gone far enough. Because
because
every
it
time
should.
You open the door, I'm going to
walk right in.
Come on.
Okay. Now, culturally, once again, I don't know what Tasha did to you. Because baby, we had treated it like it was a bad, you know how you get a bad Tootsie Roll Pop? And you're like, oh, what is that? That's how we treat it. Oh, no. Yeah. But then once you mature.
That's right.
And you understand the medicinal benefits that come along with it. Don't take my word, y'all, right now, in all seriousness. If you look it up and you see medicinally it does one, it takes away depression. Mm-hmm. It takes away a migraine because when you mouth hugging, you don't remember why your head hurt.
Right.
You see?
Because you got to concentrate if you're doing it right.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, so you don't need that.
In the same way with girls, when you learn to do it to a girl. Like my great uncle Paul, he was this great guy. He was like, listen, he gave me the speech. It's true.
He goes,
it's like alcohols. And he goes, at first it's gonna seem weird, but you're going to like the way it makes you feel. And he goes, and then you're going to really learn to enjoy the whole thing, and you're going to want to do it a lot.
Oh, I love him.
Man.
Yes.
It's so true. First time you're like,
Let the truth be told.
I sure do feel special right
now. It's a great weight loss program.
Let me tell you that.
Tastes great, less
It makes
filling.
Up for a lot of other inadequacies. Yeah. I know where my world's at, and
come on,
that's the way to a woman's heart. You want to get sick. A guy can swear he's got the sweetest D in the world. It's okay, at best, on any man.
Come on.
But you do that?
Come on. Listen, sisters, at 3 o'clock in the morning, sometime you want to munch on something.
Uh-huh.
And you know.
Here we go.
Don't open the fridge.
Don't do it. Just give a mouth hug. Okay, just give a mouth hug. You don't need no prepackaged food, no
That's
prepackaged
right.
shakes. This is called the mouth hug diet.
Are you okay with a sneak attack in the morning? If you're... Guys, like, hey,
I like, listen, all of it.
Yeah,
all
me too.
Of it, all because it keeps you in love.
It really does.
Yes.
When I meet friends, you know, because you know a lot of people, they'll get married and then they're like, oh, she brushed you off. I'm like, I'm sorry. That's our running joke between my girl and I. Like, sorry, I love you so much. If I got to touch her boobs or grab her ass, I'm like, sorry, I love you so much.
Listen.
It's
a compliment if someone wants to have sex with you.
My husband says to me, you look delicious.
Yes.
Well, listen, tell the kids they're going to be late for school today because I'm not going to be able to get ready fast enough.
Or they're going to be really early. Or they're going to be really early.
They're going to walk themselves to school.
They opening up for the janitors. No, y'all get up now. We got to do this right now.
See, so don't worry about the weather this weekend because this show is going to melt the snow.
Right. That's right.
I'm telling y'all right now, this show is going to melt the snow.
Yeah.
I like that.
So what are you doing? Two tonight and then two tomorrow and then that's it? So they're all going to sell out, guys. These are all going to sell
out. Two tonight, two tomorrow.
At the Improv, it's a beautiful room. You got there before. It's a beautiful room, man.
Yes.
You are. It's so nice to see you, man. I'm so glad you got here. I was worried for a minute that you weren't going to make it, so I'm really, really glad you did. So.
You know, I have to say this because oftentimes we don't say it and we just walk away from it. But when it comes to race relations, you're my brother.
Yeah, of course.
And though we see each other's color, you can't help to, I see the goldness in your heart.
Yeah,
I see the beauty in your heart, brother. So for all you listeners, support this brother and our sister, because I just see the beauty in y'all.
No, thank you.
You know
what
I'm saying?
I feel the same way about
Normally,
you.
Normally, I don't fool with dogs. Normally, right. I don't fool with nothing. Well, they can't sit on the toilet by his damn self. I don't do it. But then when I came in here, your babies is full of love. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
You got one bodyguard because you knew your guard couldn't, so he is guarding you.
Is it
right here?
Let me tell y'all something. You don't even understand how sweet this is right now.
It's not moved.
Because animals only come around when they feel safe.
Always. No,
and that baby is sitting right behind
and
my
has not
chair
moved. Has been
and
there.
Has not moved.
Yeah. Hi, sugar. Hi, baby.
Mr. Boo-Boo's Mr. Barger. I've not done a radio show without him in 15 and a half years.
Wow.
He's been every radio show for 15 and a half years.
Come on.
He is the sweetest creature. Like, well, we just lost a dog, too, and we're just talking about it with my girl. Why it hurts so much.
Yeah.
Why it hurts even more than sometimes I think when we lose people. I go, well, when have you ever had a person that never disappointed you, that never made you angry, that whenever you saw them, it was pure love, that there's nothing negative, not one negative thing in the past to ever cloud that feeling or that memory, man. I go, to lose that, imagine if you met that human being in your life.
Mm.
That everything was simpatico. Everything was a friendship. Everything was beautiful. Everything was love. Everything was a wonderful moment. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Every second of every day. Losing that is incredibly hard.
Yeah.
I have that.
Yeah. I think it's beautiful.
And I can't even imagine.
I'm trying to get to that. Like, you know, sometimes I screw up.
Well, you know what, though? But
I crap on the floor, as it were.
When you get loved through your screw up.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
When you get loved through your screw up. Because when I tell you, baby, I could wear a t-shirt that says, I screwed up again.
Again.
And then if I turn around the back, and again.
And again.
And again. But when you have somebody that can love you through that, oh, baby, life is just...
Yeah.
It's a joy ride.
Because it teaches you to be able to reciprocate that as well.
Yes.
What you're getting, you give back.
Come on,
and you can see that in people. What you get from them is normally what they're getting from other people. So that's why when I, like, my husband is the same way. He loves me through the things that he'd be like, okay, now you knew.
We entertainers.
But, yeah, so just imagine.
Of course.
It takes special people.
Oh.
It takes special people to love an entertainer through it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It really does, because there are times when we can't shut off the hype.
Yep.
But you got to have that special person that says, hey, you home. Bring it in.
Be Come home.
On. Just be home. So the people that love us, they
no
deserve
it
all, baby.
Well, when you finally believe that somebody can.
Listen, we get ready to have that show.
Love Don't Run.
We get ready to have that show.
See, you know what? That sounds like a lack of mouth hugs to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I've had those relationships.
Because it's like, what are we arguing about? What are we fighting for?
That's right.
All you need is a good mouth hug.
I'm going back to it.
Tab
A and slot B always fit together.
And
if it works, that's your basis. And that's always been my thought. Whenever I meet some kid who's going to get married, I go, hey, how's the sex? Like, is it great or is it good? It should be great, because that's the one thing you can always lean on. There's life is going to happen. Bills are going to happen. Health is going to happen. Kids are going to happen. Deadlines. But the one thing that's completely free and you guys got to have, otherwise, what are you doing?
It's done.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
got
to be
done.
There. It has to be there.
Come on. Reach out and touch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With your mouth.
Oh.
God damn. I just want some sandwiches. I want some grilled cheese and a bit. By the way, no kidding. That is the one favorite meal of my girlfriend is a grilled cheese and tomato bisque. That is,
you know what?
You said that. I was like,
was that the proof?
Yeah.
You said what's the name of the tour?
What I say?
Because
let the truth be told.
And he didn't say nothing about grilled cheese and tomato soup. And you
that
just
spirit,
said
it was right there.
It
Come
goes
on
along
now
with the mouth.
And you can't open up a can of tomato soup. That's cheating.
Uh-uh.
That's right.
And that's a lot of sodium. Don't do that, because now you're only going to last about 6 minutes, because now you're shaking and
your blood pressure. Your feet swollen.
But when you make that thing from scratch, when you got to know how to get in your sessions, when you make that thing from scratch,
what happened?
That's a longer session. When you come out the can,
So when you guys go through this tour, then what do you got going? I just want to know, because I want to get caught up with everything.
Let me tell you, when people ask me that question, I always say, I just hope tomorrow.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because today is so beautiful.
Live now.
If I get to getting caught up on next week and a month later, I don't know if I'll ever see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm enjoying this moment
right now.
But don't you, I've tried to balance that, and very much so that, because nothing's more important than time.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I like to have something to look forward to. Like,
yes.
A vacation with her, a friend I'm going to see,
yes.
A moment I know I'm going to have. Like, I love the feeling of like 60 more days. 40
more
days.
We look forward to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To our babies and our children. And because those are the moments, like she said, when I get to come. Because when I walk in my house, they are not looking at comedians. I don't care what I was on, what TV show, anything. As soon as I walk in, it was like, all right, hey, mom, can you find my other shoe? And what are you making for dinner? And I'm like, I am. Yeah, you are
mom,
in the kitchen.
That's where you
are folding clothes. They don't
that's
care.
A fact.
I mean, I could literally be on the television in the house and they will walk right past. And I'm like, hey. And they're like, yeah, that's good. my homework. Right, if right. you and so at that moment, I'm like, all right, well, this is who we are. So I love that because they keep me grounded, they keep me balanced, they keep me human.
Well, someone needs you.
Oh yeah,
that's it. No, we yeah. all gotta
be needed. I like that my kids are at cussing age.
Is that right?
That's what I appreciate.
He used to let his kid cuss on Halloween only. The kid could say whatever the kid wanted when he was a little boy. So he's 8 years old, and he'd drop a mother effort right in front of you on Halloween.
Oh, that's the best, baby.
And that's some of the light, lighter things he'd say, because he'd call somebody a sea weasel.
Yeah,
It was only on Halloween. Halloween, he could, for whatever reason, that was their thing.
That's hilarious.
Cussing is genetic.
Sure.
Okay, and I come from some of the best cussers, baby. Mm-hmm. My Aunt Bessie could cuss like she was singing. You thought it was the latest hit. But my son David, this mm-hmm. how he get me. Mommy, I saw this video, and he'll go, can I say it?
Yeah, that's what my babies do.
Say it, baby, drop that. And he be, now listen, I wasn't expecting him to do it in front of his grandmother over the Christmas holiday, but I was one with the earth, right? Mm-hmm. And I had a little cocktail, right? So I was feeling, you know, quite amazing. And I'm in the kitchen, right? And when you're with the earth and have a little cocktail, everything is what?
Wonderful.
So he said, Mommy, I saw this video, and I was like, yeah.
Here we go.
He said, can I say it? I was like, say that. Now, his grandmother is a Christian, baby. She be with Jesus. She, you know, she reads the Bible real good. So when he dropped what he said, I was like, well, that's how you felt, and you should express yourself.
But as soon as she turned her back, you was like,
flex on them, baby, yes.
That's hilarious. Yes.
Yes. My parents didn't feel that same way, and they could cuss like crazy, and they did not let me cuss. But I remember, it's funny, because have you seen the Eddie Murphy movie, the Dolomite movie?
No,
I haven't
so
seen
it's,
it
So it's incredible.
You know, I'm going to see the Dolomite movie when it comes off of Netflix.
There you
but
go.
While it is on Netflix, I that's am still right. staying in the position I'm in. There you go, baby. So if anybody want to, you know, fire stick it.
Yeah. And watch it then, but not on Netflix.
Yes.
So, but to my point, when I was a kid, someone had a VHS tape. I was probably 12 or 13 years old of old Dolomite movies.
Yes.
And I was downstairs, and my dad came around the corner just as I screamed, Dolomite, mother effer, and slapped my brother as hard as I could in the face. And my dad didn't know who Dolomite was. He doesn't know I slapped my brother in the face and yelling, mother effer. And he beat me halfway into a goddamn coma that day.
Cussing makes you feel better.
Oh, well, I
don't like to call it cussing. I call it spiciness.
Spicy word.
Yes,
it's not because cussing is, you know, but when you say spicy words, when you put the extra on it, you know what we mean.
Yes.
You see, if I say, you know what, he was really cute. Or if I say, that mother was fine. Which one you want? The first one or the second one?
Second.
Come on now. It just give that extra kunk to it. You got to kick it in.
Yeah. You can say make love to my vagina or...
Come on now.
Hey.
If you tell somebody to make love to
I want you to make love to my vagina.
If you say that, I will ask you to put the Bible away.
It's going
to
be boring.
Because Jesus didn't make love to Mary Magdalene's vagina.
No. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Now we said.
Okay, but it's what it is. It is in the Bible that Mary Magdalene was a mouth hugger. But don't nobody want to talk about that.
No, we know that.
Everybody gets embarrassed and uptight.
Don't nobody want to talk about that. Mary Magdalene was a mouth hugger. And Jesus and Judas was walking through Jerusalem.
Yeah, what was they walking through, friend?
Jerusalem.
Okay.
They was walking through Jerusalem. Okay. And Jesus looked at Judas because he was in man form, right? Mm-hmm. If you in man form, you need a mouth hug from
that's
time
right.
to time.
Sure.
Now, he didn't help blind people see. He didn't fed 1,700 people.
He deserved one.
He deserved one.
What a piece of perch.
What a piece of perch. So he said to Judas, do you know anybody in Jerusalem?
You know, a mouth hug.
They can go and give me a mouth hug. So Judas said, I know. This girl named Mary Magdalene. So
I have not read this story.
Jesus this said, is my this the part one. They took out. So okay, Jesus said, well, how you know about Mary Magdalene? You didn't cheat and mouth hugged you? Mm-hmm. He said, well, now listen, you Jesus, so you already know. What then happened here?
Yeah.
So when they was on their way to Jerusalem, okay, that's when they saw the blind man and his wife. Right?
don't give them all.
Do you know how the okay?
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, don't do it.
No, come on.
You got to see it tonight.
Okay, so
they got to see it tonight.
Come tonight so y'all can find out how the blind man
but
got
let
a sight.
Let me just reference because you said out of your mouth What did you say? Make love to my vagina.
John, yeah. No, I want to hear
that. Sounds very missionary.
That's
and
right.
Gray.
Like, it just you've sounds... not seen one.
Fight.
Or
why don't you?
Are, if you're asking permission.
No. F that type P.
Vagina and penis sounds like something's wrong.
Penis is something a child has.
Come on now. Come on
you
now.
You better. Bring you better home. Say it.
That's right. You bring know, like, if some girl's like, that's a quite a penis. I'm like, hey, why'd you beat
penis,
it? Like,
yeah, penis.
You better call
sounds,
that with a C or I'm leaving.
Penis, like, yeah, penis sounds like you look at it funny.
Yeah,
for
all
it's like a small, very small penis.
I'm not sure how we got here this morning, but somebody needed it. And we got to let the spirit
take us. Jump up on you.
We got to let that thing use us.
It jumped up on you.
It come on you when it need to come on you. And we got to get it up off of us. So this morning, y'all read it back. We talked about a mouth hug.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We talked about Jesus and Mary Magdalene.
Right.
Come on now.
And getting out of.
And y'all didn't have to pay no money for this. You didn't have to give 10% of your paycheck.
You won't.
You didn't have to give nothing for no.
No tithing.
Come on, baby.
Yeah.
Come on. You didn't have to do none of that. We had service.
Yeah, but if you want to finish it, you have to see it live on stage.
Come on.
Tonight. Two shows.
Or tomorrow.
And Mary Magdalene is going to be there tonight.
Because she got a testimony.
I'm leaving tickets for Jesus and Mary Magdalene.
Well, they don't
Mary
need tickets.
Mother,
they are already in the building.
Magdalene.
Mary, whoa.
Mary Mouth-Hugging Magdalene.
Whoa.
Mouth-Hugging Magdalene. No, I like it. Whoa. Let's rewrite the Bible. Okay? Because right now, that's what we're doing. Let's rewrite the Bible. They're not telling the truth. They're not telling the truth about it, baby. I'm not
telling
the
truth. Her mouth on that apple?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she do it?
No. Uh-uh. Because, see, y'all going to try to blame that on us. No,
I'm just saying, the top of that apple, you know what that looks like.
Yeah.
She had to put it in her mouth, didn't she?
She had to do it. She had to do it.
He told her not to, the snake.
No.
What's the snake look like?
And when did snake stop talking? Okay. See, this is how you know this whole thing is a bunch of foolishness.
I was going to say,
when did the
deposition, but that's just me.
I just want to know, if Eve ate the apple, why does the man have it in his throat? So somebody lied.
No sugar.
That's a dirty
thing. Adam's apple.
Well, if Eve ate the apple and it got in Adam's throat, that means Adam was good at
Adam
what he
wouldn't, Adam wouldn't get it.
Adam was good at what
get
he
it
did.
Back.
I think that's what they called it. Is it called felching? Is it
whoa. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good, yeah, that's exactly
snowball?
What it is. No.
That's
no.
Not a snowball?
No, that is not snowballing.
Okay.
What is snowballing?
No, you're not going to want to talk about that after.
We're going to cover that on the drive.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that. That'll be our lesson in the car.
Oh, no.
We would tell you. Man. We would
tell you. We'll talk about snowballing in the car. No.
We've got to figure out a way to discuss it, because there are listeners right now that feel shortchanged.
Okay.
If they don't know what a snowball is.
I got it. Okay, here we go. I'm going to share my goodness with you. I want to share my water with you.
Oh, come
without,
on now.
Without the bottle.
Without the bottle.
Without the bottle. To share my
that was good.
Woo,
you see the baby bird, right?
Come on. Feed your baby. Yeah. Feed your baby.
Yeah.
I want to thank Kansas friends. City this morning, because this was a session that was needed.
Yeah.
It really was.
You see what I'm saying? And some of y'all in your cars right now, you're sitting at your jobs. Right
cringing.
Now. Not cringing. You might be cringing if you're around your Christian friends, but they taking notes too.
They
running in the bathroom saying snowball. Right.
That's right. Google's there for you, people.
It's
Google's
right there, baby. Google it. Love right. on each other. We love you, brothers. We love you, sister.
The improv. This tonight, Friday night, and yes. Saturday night. Two tonight, two tomorrow night.
Yes.
Man, I could do this all morning with you, Ralph, but I love seeing you. I love meeting you.
We
pleasure.
Love you, brother.
It is a pleasure.
And,
thanks for having me.
It's really great to see you.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you so much. Because you could go anywhere. You don't need us. But I just really, I thank you. It's just always so nice to
we
see you,
we need each
man.
Other. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We need each other. And if we get to that place and we understand that, we have a much better president.
Right. You know what? I love you guys.
Good evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.